propaganda. Mr. Trump says Zelensky has presided over the destruction of his own country.
I love Ukraine, but Zelensky has done a terrible job. His country is shattered, and millions of people have unnecessarily died.
Sell-off this morning on Wall Street sees the Dow down 547 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
3 years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks with the South Carolina Children's Theater. I was about 40, 50 pounds overweight, tired, sick, fed up with the way I felt. Hey, it's Mike Gallagher. I decided to do something, so I scheduled my weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. As they say, the rest is history. Just a few months, I'd lost 53 pounds. I got control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off, and I feel better than ever. Call 864-502-1777. If you are where I was, do what I did. Call PhD Weight Loss. It'll change your life. It's fast. It's simple. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call. 864-502-1777. Schedule your weight loss consultation. 864-502-1777. Here's the best part. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Call 864-502-1777. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them online, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. President Trump has appointed Maryland's Wes Moore to the Council of Governors. The council was established by the National Defense Authorization Act of 2008 and formally created by executive order in 2010 to serve as a forum for governors and federal officials to collaborate on key national security, disaster response, and military coordination issues. Maryland is launching a body-worn camera pilot program for correctional officers at several prisons. The Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services says the program aims to increase transparency, accountability, and safety within the prison system. The Patuxent Institute began the pilot program Wednesday, and it will roll out over the next several months. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. The O's top free agent, Tyler O'Neill, has reported to camp, and by all accounts, he looks jacked. His teammates and manager Brandon Hyde alike have noticed the rippling muscles in O'Neill's 5'11", 200-pound frame. O'Neill's, he was with the Red Sox last year, where he slammed 31 homers in only 113 games. In what can only be described as a momentous high school basketball victory, Newtown High School defeated Overly yesterday, 65-56. In the process, Newtown snapped Overly's 20-game winning streak and handed the Falcons their first defeat of the entire season. Now, we turn our attention to the world of left turns. NASCAR has announced that Joe Gibbs Racing has been fined $100,000 and docked significant points for installing a modified spoiler on the number 19 Toyota in time trials. That's a significant blow to the driver, Chase Briscoe, who's now in a hole, dropping from 10th to 39th place in the standings. Good news for a cap-strapped team like the Baltimore Ravens. The NFL announced yesterday that the per-team salary cap for 2025 would fall somewhere between $277.5 million and $281.5 million. Wherever it lands in that range, it will be a significant increase over last year's $255.4 million cap. As the Baltimore Torch singer Billie Holiday used to say, good work, you can get it. And that is Stein on Sports. Jack Gilden, reporting for Gary.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 1107, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Light snow tapering off by the afternoon. Cloudy, breezy, and cold again today. 30 the high. Sunny and breezy, but warmer tomorrow. 38. Saturday, sunny and 42. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 24 degrees in Bel Air, 25 in Halethorpe, and 22 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Thursday. Yes, one more day to go until you are clear into the weekend. And it looks like it will finally start to get a little bit warmer, right? I mean, I guess, are we still waiting for the dusting? Is that supposed to still happen today? I don't know. I should have been paying attention to, to the weather. But I was paying attention, just so we're clear. You know, Jack was filling in for Gary Stein there to do the sports this morning. And I noticed his description of this Oriole, Tyler O'Neill. And I was thinking, wait a minute, this is quite a description here. It says that he's jacked and all, 5'11", and the body and the muscles popping out of the arms. I will just say, I had to Google the kid. And I say kid because he is. He's only 29 years old. But I think he matched the description. I don't know. This guy must work out four times a day. Because his arms literally look like, remember Popeye when he would eat the spinach? That's how this kid is walking around on a regular day. Because I was listening. I'm like, wait a minute. He's so jacked. He's so ripped. How jacked or ripped could this kid be? He is. I guess he's from Canada. Tyler O'Neill. He's number 17 now with the Orioles. I guess check it out for yourself if you want, if you're into that kind of thing. I was like, wait a minute. I got to go check this kid out. And he is. He's ripped. So I thought that was interesting. Anyways, I have lots to talk about. If you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? Earlier today, we were on the phone with Brian at Free State Gun Range, and he was talking about some bills that are being introduced in the House. Again, please contact your delegate and let them know you don't want to see more tax on firearms or accessories for firearms or ammo. Your Second Amendment right should not be taxed. Should not be taxed. But that's what he was telling us about. And then I was talking a little bit this morning about federal workers going back to work. And that was kind of like I got sidetracked. And that is only because the comments on social media from a lot of these federal workers that have to go back are just astonishing. And I just real quick, the most astonishing one I think I've seen, and it's repeated by many, is that if we work from home, it eliminates the office chatter, right? So they're not at the water cooler, you know, just hanging out and chit-chatting and gossiping. So they should be able to work remote because, God forbid, they have to sit at their own desk. And they need help with that, right? Apparently, they're like, 11-year-olds that don't know to sit at their desk and do their work. So that's why they should work remote. And I did get the text message here from Calvin in the text line. He says, Kim, this was always supposed to be temporary. It was never meant to be permanent. He said they need to go back to work. That's it. All right, I got a note coming in now from Brian, the producer. Is it snowing right now? Is it? Oh, my gosh. If you're on Reisterstown Road, then you are seeing the dusting. It is snowing right now. Oh, great. As I was supposed to hightail it like Mario Andretti to D.C., now it's snowing. Great. I will be careful. I will. I wanted to bring a couple of different pieces of audio to you and a couple of updates. But I want to start here with Mayor Karen Bass in Los Angeles. And I bring this up because I think, well, we were all watching the L.A. fires. We were watching the mayor. We were watching Gavin Newsom, the governor. And they were just giving us a laundry list of excuses. And I think it got to the point, because remember President Trump went to L.A., it got to the point where we're all like, you know what, handle it already. We were told that we were, you know, that we were told that they didn't have, you know, all the resources that they needed. And then we were told that the water, you know, the reserves were, something was wrong. Like there was, you know, there was a smelt fish. There was a different story from every elected official. And it got to the point where it's like, I don't, you know what, at this point, I don't care who's to blame. Like, do something about it, right? Well, we did learn Mayor Karen Bass was out of the country when all this went down in Los Angeles. Now, she got back as the fires continued, but when the fires began, she was out of the country. Now, there were a lot of people asking, why was she out of the country? Well, if you recall, she was in Africa, and I believe she was in Ghana, and she was there for their inauguration ceremonies because apparently that was very important to her and even the Obamas, I found out. And I thought, now, that's ridiculous, because she's flying to Africa, by the way, and staying there. Her travel, her expenses, all on the taxpayer dime. These are some of the things that we pay for. This is why we are supporting DOGE. We're supporting President Trump getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, because we've got people like Mayor Karen Bass that believes taxpayer dollars is her personal piggy bank. She decided, oh, I want to go to Africa, so she went. Well, anyways, you know, she had a sit-down interview with Fox LA. And I go to watch this interview. It's, you know, not too long. And I was thinking, you know, maybe she'll finally take accountability for the fact that the city was not prepared for the fires whatsoever. And she should have been home. Because if you remember correctly, she had staffers and other people told her that the wind was going to pick up and that it might come through the brush and there could be some fires that could possibly start. Now, at the time, we were listening to whether it was her staffer, whether it was herself. She was avoiding speaking to a reporter. Remember, there was a reporter that found her in the airport, like literally in the tunnel on the tarmac. And he has the microphone up to her face. He's like, what are you going to say to your people right now? You just got in from Africa. Everything's on fire. We have people's houses burning down to the ground. They're telling us there's no water to put the fire out. What are you saying? And he kept putting the microphone to her face. She had nothing to say. She looked like a little kid that just got caught stealing candy out of a candy store. It looked so bad. Well, anyways, you know, there are some internal investigations now going down into the fire department, but there's also another investigation. Take a listen to what Mayor Karen Bass had to say to Fox LA.
I'm going to go to Ghana, which I know you've said was a mistake now. But I just am curious on the thought process behind it.
Right.
Because we know that there was warnings about the weather before you went, and you still went. What was the thought process behind going to Ghana?
So let me just tell you a couple of things. First of all, when the White House called and asked me if I would represent the president, I said yes. It was going to be a very, very short trip, over a weekend and 2 business days. We need to look at everything about the preparation and all of that for the fires, because I think when we evaluate that, we will find that although there were warnings that I frankly wasn't aware of, although there were warnings, I think our preparation wasn't what it typically is, meaning that before there's a major weather event, for example, last week when we knew we were going to get into the rains,
right,
you saw us come together and us talk about, you know, get your sandbags, bring the K-rails out. That type of preparation didn't happen. If that had, I will tell you, Alex, I wouldn't have even gone to San Diego, let alone leave the country.
But what do you mean there were warnings you weren't aware of? Because I know we were talking about it on the news. A lot of people were talking about the problems, warning that this was going to be a huge deal.
So when I talked about it with the fire chief, what she said is that we have warnings of Santa Ana winds a lot. But predicting this, and you saw, we from the city, from the county, that level of preparation really didn't happen. So it didn't reach that level to me to say something terrible could happen and maybe you shouldn't have gone on the trip.
Why didn't
but
it
But to
happen?
Me, I don't know. I mean, I think that that's one of the things we need to look at. So 2 investigations are taking place. One internal to the city, and that's the fire commission, because that's mandated by the city charter. Mm-hmm. So the commission will hire an outside entity to examine everything, the pre-deployment, you know, why were firefighters sent home, you know, all of that that should have taken place that didn't. And then also the governor has contracted with the Fire Safety Research Institute, which is a national institute that investigated what happened in the fires in Maui. So everything that happened, including that, needs to be examined. But I will tell you that I felt absolutely terrible not being here for my city and not being here for my family, who was impacted by the fires as well. And so when I say it was a mistake, absolutely, the idea that I was not present was very painful.
And there you have it. Mayor Karen Bass is currently doing an internal investigation on why somebody within her staff would allow her to go to Ghana. I mean, you can't make this stuff up anymore. I mean, will politicians ever take responsibilities for their inactions? It happens on both sides of the aisle, all right? Let's be honest about that. But can you believe that? So she's doing an investigation into the fire department, which apparently, and according to reporters there in L.A., they were saying for weeks, you know, that Mayor Karen Bass knew about the lack of water. She knew about the reservoirs. She knew about some of the fire hydrants that were inoperable. And then you heard that reporter there, you know, she said, well, they didn't make a big deal about it. There wasn't a whole lot of preparation and the sandbags and this and that. And the reporter goes, his name is Alex, by the way. He goes, well, what do you mean? We were reporting on it all week, how the winds were going to... And she couldn't really respond to that. That was a ridiculous interview, wasn't it? Yes, it was. Yes, it was. She was thoroughly warned about the windy conditions. She decided that she wanted to go to Ghana. She decided that she wanted to be present for the inauguration there. Because as I mentioned, even while all this was going down, I don't think Mayor Karen Bass is cut out to be an executive. Now, is she cut out to even run a lemonade stand? I don't know. I don't know. But she's been a legislator pretty much all of her adult life. And when you're going in to just vote on bills or you're sponsoring or, you know, the co-sponsoring where you see a bill that you like and just tag your name to it, you know, and I'm not saying the legislators don't work hard, but let's be honest. Their staff does a lot of the work. When it comes to reading some of these bills, some of them are, you know, pretty complicated. Usually they have a staffer that does it, and then the staffer gives them a little breakdown on, you know. So I think that's what she's used to. When you have to be an executive, like look at all the heat right now that's on Governor Wes Moore, as it should be. When you become an executive, that's a whole different ballgame. You know, when people say, Kim, don't you want to run for governor? Absolutely not. I don't want to run all across the state. It was hard running around District 2. I don't want to run to Eastern Shore, down to Solomon's Island, down to, you know what I mean? No. And I have no desire to be the executive. And to be honest with you, I think legislation is more, you know, my wheelhouse. And so, yes, do I think she should resign? Absolutely. Do I think that she should have her come to Jesus moment and admit that she has no business being the mayor of a major city? I do. I think she should do so. What I'm hoping is that, you know, a lot of her constituents saw that interview because it is going viral right now. But I hope that they saw that interview and realized that she has no intention of taking any accountability. And to say that she's doing an internal investigation to possibly fire a staffer for allowing her, this grown woman, to go to Ghana, just, you know, the nonsense that we hear at this point. It looks like I've got Mark in Hampstead. Mark, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
By the way, it's still snow flurrying on Liberty Road. You know, the thing about Karen Bass is, I guess only in California could this sort of thing happen. You know that Karen Bass was a member of a communist group called M19.
Oh, I did not know this.
Back in the 1980s. You can look them up. They either went by M19 or May19. Group, and they were actually made up of the leftovers of the Weather Underground, the group that Bill Ayers, you know, buddy of Obama's, that Obama pardoned on his last day in office. M19 actually planted a bomb that went off at the Capitol on November the 7th, 1983. So this woman, you know, and I heard you listening to her interview, and I get it. You know, she's a leftist. She's disingenuous, but I would assert that it's intentional.
Okay.
You know, if you actually look, and she's not the only one. If you actually look into a bunch of members of the Biden administration, Pete Buttigieg was another one. If you look at who his father was the president of a group called the Gramsci Society, which named after the Italian Marxist Antonio Gramsci, a communist organization here in America. And a lot of these people are legacies. They come from families like this. But yeah, if you look into Bass's background, she, I think, made something like 12 trips to Cuba while Fidel Castro was alive.
Wow.
She's a stark raving communist. There's no way to put it differently. So when I hear that these people may be incompetent or that there's negligence, I've gotten to the point where I'm starting to think we need to bring McCarthyism back. We need to start actually looking into these people because they are bent on destroying America. I don't think that was negligence. I think it's intentional.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I'm going to look into that. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Sure. Have a great day, Kim.
Thank you. Wow. I'll look into M19. I did just pull it up, and I see that it is a communist group, but I'll look to see the ties between M19 and Karen Bass. Real quick, don't forget, if you haven't gone already, go to WCBM.com. Question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should federal employees be subjected to polygraph tests, yes or no? Right now, 88% of you say yes, 12% of you say no. And this is in regards to DHS workers leaking to the press and to others about the strategy and the methodology that they're using to crack down on illegal immigration.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio once again, Dr. Melissa Segev from Audiology Associates. As always, welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I've had my baseline done. My wife has had her baseline done. I know what it's like walking into one of your offices. But for folks who have not had their baseline done, who've never been, what should they expect walking into your shop?
You know, I think the first thing is that you're going to be greeted by a patient care coordinator who is highly trained and kind of dealing with patients with hearing loss. And depending on if you're a child, because we see a lot of children, or if you're an adult and you're elderly, you know, we're going to be able to accommodate your needs, make sure your insurance is accepted, bill your insurance. Of course, I always say you have to know your deductible and your copays, but we'll make sure that we're in plan, help you fill out any paperwork necessary. But the important piece comes when the doctor comes to get you. And all of our doctors are trained so they can really assess the ear and your needs. So, for example, if you come in and you're like, my wife dragged me, I hear fine. That's going to be a different conversation than someone's like, I can't hear a restaurant anymore. And like my grandchildren, they're muffled and they weren't, or I sound like they're mumbling. And, you know, I have to turn the TV up louder and my neighbors are complaining. So it's really getting that good case history, followed by a thorough evaluation where we test everything from the eardrum down to the nerve. We go through the results with you. We show you your hearing test. If there's previous results, we compare it for you to see. Gives us an idea of how fast things are declining. And then we discuss treatment options. And we go through your insurance benefits. And we call your insurance for you to see if there is a hearing aid benefit that you have. Go through different levels of technology and treatment plans we offer.
Wow.
And then decide what's right for you. And that only takes about an hour or so.
An hour? Wow.
Yep.
I guess, yeah, that's about right. What it was for both of us.
Yeah. Yeah. And that way we can decide what is the best course of treatment. And maybe you're not ready, but we'll see you in a year to monitor. Or maybe you are ready, and we're going to talk about it, and we'll figure out what's best for you.
Dr. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, please see Audiology Associates.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee, so you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The great one, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And his man in the Senate, Paul Laxalt, one of his closest confidants and friends. Laxalt had been governor of Nevada when he was governor of California. Laxalt backed him in 76 and led his effort to defeat Gerald Ford and Reagan campaigned against the giveaway of the Panama Canal.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. I just wanted to bring you that update there from Los Angeles. Yes, Mayor Karen Bass, she has not taken any responsibility for the fact that she went out of the country right as the L.A. fires were starting. And like the reporter that asked her the question at Fox L.A., he said, you absolutely knew about how bad it could get because we're the ones that were reporting on it even before you left. So, oh, life comes at you fast, doesn't it? All right, real quick, I wanted to update you. Family of a Connecticut man that was killed in the aircraft collision that happened at Reagan National Airport. Of course, we talked about that in length on this show. We'll continue with the updates from the NTSB. There are many of us that still have so many questions, and that is the American Airlines flight that collided with the Black Hawk helicopter and went down. Family of this Connecticut man that was killed in that aircraft collision, they just filed a lawsuit yesterday for $250 million against the FAA and the Army. I would assume that we're going to see lawsuits, like this one from every family of every victim that was on both the flight and the helicopter. But that's why it's so important, I think, for them to also get to the bottom of what happened that night. So still praying for the families and their loss. So tragic. It really is. I mean, if you think about it, even the Delta flight that went down in Canada a couple of days ago, luckily nobody was killed. And I did see it went from 18 injured to 21 people injured. But the plane that went down in Philadelphia, it just, you know, I don't know if it's just that we're paying more attention, but it seems like there are a lot more issues. And I mentioned, like I said, I have friends that are going to L.A. this weekend. They're like, Kim, don't you want to go to do this and that? I don't. I don't want to go. I will Zoom call in. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be on the flight. I don't want to fly 5 hours one way. I don't want to do it. Nope. Sorry. I got an 8-year-old and I'm not doing it. And so I'm not saying that anybody else should feel that way. I'm not trying to, you know, place any fear. It just seems odd to me that so many things are happening lately. All right, coming up next, I do want to talk about this new proposition, I guess you could say, in Annapolis. You've got Democrats that are now pushing for $20 minimum wage. Yes, $20. You thought $15 was high? They now want to see $20 plus the tips that they're earning. I have some sound here from WMAR. And, of course, there were some restaurant employees that showed up and said, well, we only make tips right now. We want to make $20 an hour plus tips. Yes, because they're entitled to all of that and more, right? We'll talk about that when we get back. And then also I have some audio from the interview between Elon Musk, President Trump, and Sean Hannity. I do want to mention that as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Senator Mitch McConnell going to retire at the end of his current term. The Kentucky Republican making his announcement today on his 83rd birthday. McConnell's term will end in January of 2027. The Senate set to take a final vote today on confirmation of FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. His confirmation is expected unless more than three Republicans join the Democrats in voting against the nominee. In the words of Israel's president, the hearts of an entire nation lie in tatters. Isaac Herzog's remarks follow the release today of the bodies of four Israeli hostages who died while in Hamas captivity in Gaza. How about a Doge dividend? President Trump thinking about it, returning some of the savings of the government efficiency initiative to U.S. taxpayers. On Wall Street this morning, stocks sharply lower. More details, SRNNews.com. audiology.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. Good news for a cap-strapped team like the Baltimore Ravens. The NFL announced yesterday that the per-team salary cap for 2025 would fall somewhere between $277.5 million and $281.5 million. Wherever it lands in that range, it will be a significant increase over last year's $255.4 million cap. And here's an update to a story we brought you yesterday. Apparently, a Chilean crime ring has been wandering the United States and burglarizing professional athletes' homes, including the NFL's Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow. The gang heisted millions in cash and valuable possessions. But, holy J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI finally caught up with the robbers thanks to the selfies they posted online featuring photos of themselves wearing some of the boosted jewelry. Are you familiar with the legendary Rodolfo Martinez? If you're not, you're not alone. Rodolfo is a non-roster invitee to Orioles spring training camp, where he is impressing coaches and fans alike with his eye-popping velocity and four-pitch array. His fastball should be on the Autobahn, since it's topping out at 102 miles per hour. It's no secret that the U.S. and Canadian hockey teams don't like each other. There were three fistfights in the first 9 seconds the last time they met just a few days ago. Now the words are flying faster than the fists. Team Canada's Brandon Hagel accused the Americans of pre-planning fights like high school kids. Team USA's Matthew Tkachuk shot back, "Our team does not care about anything that they say." The combatants meet tonight in the championship game. And that is Stein on Sports. Jack Gilden reporting for Gary.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Temperatures are well below freezing. Still seeing some snow through the morning, even into parts of the early afternoon. Give yourself a little extra time. Take it slower on the roads today. Even once the snow tapers off, it's a cloudy, breezy, and cold afternoon. 30 the high, low to mid-20s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, and a little bit warmer, 38. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
If better health, more energy, and detoxifying your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right. Good morning to you. You heard that good news during the break there? Senator Mitch McConnell, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Senator. But not only that, he has announced that he is going to resign. Yes, finally. In related news, Brian, the producer, is moving to Kentucky. He's going to the Senate. Don't leave us, Brian. Don't leave us. No, but that should be interesting. I know there's a ton of Republicans. I don't know if you guys pay attention to the Kentucky GOP. I mean, I guess why would you? Why would you? But you got a lot of heavy hitters down there in Kentucky, and I'm sure the GOP and their young Republican clubs are all over it right now. They're probably chomping at the bit. They probably heard about this, you know, probably weeks in advance, so they're excited. Also, I just wanted to point out, right now, Alina Haba just took the stage at CPAC, and, you know, she's a special counsel to President Trump. You probably saw her most in New York as he was fighting bogus charges. I remember that weird judge, the creepy judge that was like always looking to the cameras and making weird faces and stuff like that. I mean, he was so happy to be there. And then also, oh, you know what? That's Congressman Coburn that's up there with her right now. So, yeah, interesting. Don't forget, Rob Carson, he's going to be coming to you live from CPAC. So don't go anywhere. That begins at 12 o'clock. All right. I did want to get into this request from Democrats. What's so interesting is, like, you know, it's like they have no concept of money whatsoever. I think one of the requirements before you can run for office, I think you should have to have at least one job in the private sector before you go. And it has to be, like, you know, something of substance, you know, whether it's like management or, you know, assistant management, or just something. Because I don't know what it is, but these people don't seem to understand the basic concept of money and how this works. Well, I have some audio here from WMAR. And there are Democrats right now in Annapolis pushing for $20 an hour. $20 an hour minimum wage. I know. Ridiculous, right? Take a listen.
$20 an hour. That's what a couple of Maryland lawmakers want to see for minimum wage workers in the state. WMAR 2 News' Jeff Morgan breaks it all down.
It's an increase to Maryland's minimum wage. Delegate Adrian Buafo wants to put to a vote, phasing in a raise from $15 an hour to $20 an hour over 2 years.
The minimum wage in Maryland is not enough to meet the cost of living. All working people deserve to be able to earn enough when they work, to be able to feed their families and afford a place.
Delegate Adrian Buafo claimed that if Governor Wes Moore's bill to accelerate the minimum wage to $15 an hour during his first year in office tied the wage to inflation, like the governor proposed, the minimum wage would be much higher.
If we would have done that, we would have been about $23, $24 an hour. What we're saying is let's phase in five more dollars by 2028.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics wage inflation calculator, Buafo's number is wildly inaccurate. The calculator shows less than a dollar an hour increase over the 2 years since the bill was introduced. Along with it, the delegate and Senate sponsor, Corey McCray, would end how tipped workers are paid and taxed, making it so servers and waiters make the state's minimum wage plus whatever tips they receive, also excusing them from the state income tax, claiming it could help the state's financial situation.
Revenue coming into the state from income taxes, from all workers getting a raise and tipped workers getting a significant raise, far exceeds any cost to the state as a result of a tax credit.
Tipped workers from areas around the state say their current paychecks don't meet enough to cover the necessities.
Living on subminimum wage and relying on tips is incredibly unstable. Our rent and bills don't fluctuate with the economy, but our tips do.
Blake, a server from D.C., says with his minimum wage plus tips set up in the district, he makes a little over $30 an hour.
Making a full minimum wage with tips on top provides me with the reliability that I need to be able to plan for my future.
The proposal is to put this to a vote. Marylanders would decide after the legislature sets the guardrails of the wage increase. First, it has to get through the House and Senate, where Republicans have already come out against it.
Dead on arrival. It's got no chance at all. No chance.
If the bill passes, it'll be on the ballot in 2026. In Annapolis, Jeff Morgan, WMAR 2 News.
All right. So there you heard. Of course, Republicans are the voice of reason, as always. We're in the minority, so like common sense doesn't usually win here in the state of Maryland. So that's unfortunate. But $20 for minimum wage. Here's what's so crazy about this. If you heard there, Senator Cory McCrae is one of those that is, you know, sponsoring this bill. Senator Cory McCrae has been in office for a little bit of time, and he's in Baltimore City, by the way. But he knows for a fact, because he was there, when Mayor Catherine Pugh was trying to raise the wage to $15 an hour, minimum wage, in Baltimore City. And what happened? Do you recall what happened? Mayor Catherine Pugh could not raise the wage, even though she campaigned on that. That was her top platform policy, was she going to raise the minimum wage. She then came back and told everybody, Baltimore City doesn't have the money. She said, not only do I think that most employers can't handle the minimum wage being raised, she said, here in the city government, we can't afford. The city government cannot afford to raise the minimum wage. We are facing a $2 billion deficit. Senator Cory McCrae and others, do you think that you can afford to raise the minimum wage on the minimum wage state employees? This is beyond stupid. I don't know if they're doing this just to get some camera time. They want a photo op. It's the dumbest thing I've heard. Then, if you heard there, one of the delegates, he said, well, what's another $5? I don't know. Why do you ask an employer delegate? Why don't you ask somebody that actually manages payroll? What's another $5 an hour for, I don't know, 30 employees? What is that's nothing. We got it. I mean, these people, I swear to you, I hope that their constituents are watching them. And I hope they say to themselves, like, you know what? This person's a nice person, but they're just not that bright. So we're going to probably go with somebody else during the primary. That is what I'm hoping is happening. I know it probably won't happen, but I want to hear from you here. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I got Rob in Middle River. Rob, they want $20 for a minimum wage.
I'm not crazy about it, hon. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Okay. So listen, I have a couple comments I'd like to make. And one of them I want to tie in with what you talked about last week about kids having to take tests for government, civics in particular. I don't know if you remember that conversation, but you were talking about that.
Yep.
So I think that these that these people, our so-called representatives, should be required to take a business class, how to run a business, basic business class, and also a class in economics. And both of these could be, they don't have to be college classes, they should be high school classes, the same ones that our high school students have to pass, and I think they should take both of those before getting the job, and they should pass both of those with a score of 85.
Yeah, Rob, that's a better idea than I had. Yeah. No, I agree with you, because I was thinking they should have like a real management experience, but that makes more sense. Have them pass those tests, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and furthermore, these are the guys who set the standards for passing grades. So if they're setting the standards, if they're setting the bar that high, they should follow the same bar that they're setting for teenagers.
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable.
Very reasonable. Rob, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you. That's a better idea than the one I had. See, this is why I love when you guys call in. Have them pass the test. I mean, Senator Cory McCrae, but he's the one that really gets me, because he was literally standing there as former Mayor Catherine Pugh said, I can't do $15 an hour because Baltimore City doesn't have the money to raise the wage for our minimum wage employees with the city. He stood there. He was there while she was speaking at the podium. He was right there. That's the one that gets me. Also, if you guys are trying to text in the text line, I don't know what I'm doing wrong here, but I got some technical difficulties, and we're trying to figure this out. Jeff in Phoenix. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good morning. So, actually, your previous caller is wrong. The fact is, there is a test, and the test is the citizens of Maryland to stop electing these absolute morons who speak in platitudes, never say anything. And my question is to the delegate, I literally just tuned in when you started this topic. What is his background? What has he done for a living prior to being elected a representative? Notwithstanding the fact, Tim, I am older than you, but you're old enough to know better. When is the last time you made the air quotes minimum wage and those who do make the minimum wage, the reason they're making the minimum wage and there should not be a minimum wage is because they are entering the workforce.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because every single public school in the state of Maryland currently operates at a proficiency level that is much, much lower than 50%, yet most of the county's budget is accumulated of 50% going toward the public education. And let's bring up Baltimore City because we're talking about them. Many of the Baltimore City schools have a proficiency level of 0.0. We are teaching our children nothing other than they can be a girl if they want, a boy if they want, equity, so on and so forth. We lack horribly, horribly in teaching our children life skills and how to be prepared. So the test should be starting in schools. And I leave you with this. I am in the transportation industry. You can start on a dock earning almost $20 an hour working a dock and getting benefits, and then you can transition, if you so desire, into a truck driver. A CDL truck driver right now has the opportunity, to learn six figures plus benefits and everything else, but said person must go to school and learn.
Yeah.
We are destroying our youth and making our youth nothing but mind-numb robots. And I go back to, it is incumbent upon the citizens to stop this insanity and start doing what a representative republic is. Churning our elected representatives so we get people in there that have more than 10 brain cells.
Yeah, amen. Jeff, thank you so much for calling, as always.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. And Jeff asked a question there, you know, what is Senator Cory McCrae's background? He grew up, born and raised in Baltimore, attended Baltimore City Public Schools. That might explain a little bit of this, this disconnect for the fact that we can't do $20 an hour. But he also, it looks like in 2011, he received an associate degree in business management from Baltimore City Community College, and that he has a bachelor arts degree from National Labor College, and that he served on the Baltimore City Board of Elections from 2011 to 2013. That he joined the Democratic, the BEST Democratic Club in 2012, and he's considered an ally and best friend of Mayor Brandon Scott. When you look at his bio, it kind of makes sense that he doesn't really get it. But that's what I was saying. He was actually there when former Mayor Catherine Pugh explained that Baltimore City could not afford to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. So the fact that he would be, you know, sitting here and sponsoring such a bill is just beyond my wildest imagination. I got Mike in Pasadena. Mike, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. I don't think they should raise the minimum wage. And furthermore, it shouldn't even be called a minimum wage. It should be called an entry wage, because that's exactly what it was set up and intended for. Bio that you just read, this wasn't part of what I called about, but I have employees working for me that have stronger bios and resumes than this elected official has, and they're working in my warehouse loading my trucks. And, oh, by the way, I have an 11th grade education. But because we don't teach work ethic in this country any longer, our children are not living up to their talent or potential.
Amen.
And, I'll continue to listen.
Yeah, Mike, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend. We talked about this a lot, and I talked about this a lot. The work ethic. I mean, we could talk about it even with this conversation with federal employees going back to work. The work ethic is just not there for a lot of people. And this is what I tell even my daughter, Olivia. And it's the same thing that my dad would tell me. He said, Kim, luckily, nobody really wants to work. And they don't want to work hard. And they don't take the initiative. And they don't go above and beyond. and they don't do great work when they go to work. He said, if you just do those things, if you present yourself well while doing those things, he said, it doesn't really matter even what your education could possibly be, because this in this country, you've got all these opportunities just to work hard and present yourself well, and you can go far. And he's absolutely correct in that. If you outwork the rest of the staff, which is very easy to do in a lot of different places, you can continue to climb that corporate ladder. But as Mike pointed out, for some reason, we don't talk about work ethic. And I told you before, I've got a family member. I know I've talked about him often. He's got a chemical engineer degree. He went to so many different schools. He's got, you know, he went to go get his doctorate. He went to Dartmouth. He did all these things. But guess what? He's got no work ethic. I could call him at any given time. He's, you know, at home watching TV. And it's crazy to me because, you know, there was a lot of money spent on his education. But it's the thing. You could have all the degrees in the world. But if you don't have the energy and the initiative to get off your butt and go to work, those degrees mean absolutely nothing. They will just continue to hang on your walls. We'll talk more when we get back.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. 597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. blindster.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
They care about the government jobs for a couple of reasons. All of those government workers are unionized and they vote slavishly Democrat, like 98% of the time Democrat. So they want that. And then also there is the largesse of the government and making people rich. There's a lot of people who are very, very rich in the federal government, even though they make government salaries. And we're understanding the reason why this is all happening.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Well, you know what? Coming up next, you got Rob Carson, and he is going to be bringing you the live show from CPAC. That's a lot of fun. It really is. And again, if you guys have an opportunity to go down there over the weekend, you've got Andrew Langer. He's going to be taking the stage. And then, like I said, Rob Carson's, he's there today, and then he's there tomorrow. And I believe he's on Media Row. So if you are going to CPAC, you can go up to Rob Carson's table there and possibly sit down with him and chat. And you know what? I think he would love to see you. I know that for a fact. So that should be great. Also, with the $20 an hour minimum wage, again, I don't know why our elected officials would introduce such a bill. Especially seeing how many people did not want to even raise the wage to $15. And I agree with our caller there saying make it the entry wage instead of minimum wage. I do believe that as well. And honestly, I know people that do make minimum wage. Possibly they feel like that's the best their education could get them, or maybe that's, you know, they just like putting in the hours work. But a lot of those individuals that I know that do that, they also have a second job. And they're fine with that. They're actually fine with working minimum wage around the clock. And so some people are fine with that. They like busy work, but they do like to be at work. So again, you know, that's all you got to do is take the initiative these days, and you would see sky's the limit in this country. Real quick, going back to the question of the day, which is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate on WCBM.com. Should federal employees be subject to polygraph tests? Because that is what DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said she is going to do to get to the bottom of the leaks at DHS. 90% of you say yes, and only 10% say no. And I told you, I'm the 10%. I wear my tinfoil hat. I think, you know, if the next administration came in and decided to administer polygraph tests, they could use it in nefarious ways. And I don't want to see that. I don't trust a lot of the Democrats that are the higher ups, I guess you could say. Those with the DNC. Democrat voters, sure, I can trust. But those in office, I don't trust them at all. Not at all. All right, so stay right there. Rob Carson's coming up next from CPAC. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. We'll talk more about Senator Mitch McConnell and the fact that he's now going to resign. And, of course, Elon Musk and President Trump, they're still working hard every single day. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs.